The Story of Little Red Riding Hood. Once upon a time, there was a little girl who lived with her father and mother in a pretty little green house at the edge of the wood. At the other end of the wood was another little green house, and that's where her grandmother lived. Now, the little girl's grandmother loved her very much and gave her a great many pretty things. Once, her grandmother gave her a red cape with a hood, which she always wore afterwards, so people called the little girl Little Red Riding Hood. One morning, Little Red Riding Hood's mother said, "Please get dressed and put on your cape and go to see your grandmother. She has been ill. Take this basket for her. I have filled it with eggs, butter, and cake, and other good things to eat. Now, Red Riding Hood, do not run, for you might break the eggs. But don't stop to play or talk to any strangers on the way." Then she kissed her goodbye, and Little Red Riding Hood started off. It was a bright and sunny morning. Little Red Riding Hood was so happy that at first she wanted to dance through the wood. But she remembered what her mother had said about the eggs breaking, so she walked very carefully. Soon her steps grew slower and slower. There were so many things to listen to. A little brook was bubbling over the pebbles. The birds were singing. The bees were buzzing. And far away, she heard the sound of her father's axe as he chopped the branches from the trees. There were so many things to watch. There were the little gray squirrels scampering up in the trees. There were the little rabbits hopping along the path. And far away, she could see the blue smoke from her grandmother's cottage. All around her grew pretty wildflowers, which she loved, and she stopped to pick a bunch for her grandmother. Little Red Riding Hood had wandered from the path and was stooping to pick a flower, when from behind her a gruff voice said,
"Good morning, Little Red Riding Hood."
Little Red Riding Hood turned round and saw a great big wolf. But she didn't know how bad the wolf was, so she wasn't afraid, and she answered, "Good morning, Mr. Wolf."
"What are you carrying in that basket, Little Red Riding Hood?"
"Eggs and butter and cake and other good things, Mr. Wolf."
"Uh-huh. Where are you taking them, Little Red Riding Hood?"
"I'm going to my grandmother, who is ill, Mr. Wolf."
"Uh-huh. Where does your grandmother live, Little Red Riding Hood?"
"At the end of the wood, past the wild rose bushes, then through the gate at the end of that path, Mr. Wolf."
"Uh-huh. Well, good morning, Little Red Riding Hood."
And Mr. Wolf set off through the woods, and Little Red Riding Hood went on picking flowers to take to her grandmother. But Mr. Wolf took a shortcut through the woods and got to grandmother's house first.
"Who is there?"
called the grandmother. And then the wicked wolf tried to sound like Little Red Riding Hood, and he said,
"Little Red Riding Hood,
press the latch, open the door, and walk in," said the grandmother.
So the wolf pressed the latch, opened the door, and walked in, where the grandmother lay sick in bed. She was dreadfully frightened when she saw the wolf instead of Little Red Riding Hood. But she jumped out of bed and ran into the clothes closet before Mr. Wicked Wolf could catch her. Well, that wolf was so mad. But he put on Grandmother's nightcap, which she had dropped when she ran into the closet. And then he hopped into bed and pulled the covers up to his chin. And after a while, Little Red Riding Hood reached her grandmother's cottage. She knocked at the door and walked in. "Good morning, Grandmother. I have brought you fresh eggs and butter and cake and other good things from Mother. And here are some flowers I picked in the wood. I hope you are feeling better, dear Grandmother." As she came nearer to the bed, she said, "Why, Grandmother, what big ears you have." And the wolf said,
"All the better to hear you with, my dear."
"And Grandmother, what big eyes you have."
"All the better to see you with, my dear."
"But, Grandmother, what a big nose you have."
"All the better to smell with, my dear."
"But, Grandmother, what big teeth you have."
"All the better to eat you up with, my dear."
And as he said these words, the wicked wolf jumped out of the bed and ran after Little Red Riding Hood. But just then, Little Red Riding Hood's father was passing the cottage, and he heard what was happening. So he rushed in the house, and with one blow of his axe, he chopped off Mr. Wolf's head. Everybody was happy that Little Red Riding Hood and her grandmother had escaped the wolf. and they all sat down and had a nice lunch from Little Red Riding Hood's basket. Then Little Red Riding Hood went home with her father, and they all lived happily ever after.